This is Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, Part 4. The governor of New York announced today he will sign an executive order mandating that 100% of New York's workforce must stay home, excluding essential services. Other states may follow. It is natural for people to become anxious in times of trial like this. So where do we turn? Two of the most practical letters ever written are in the New Testament. Written on trials and suffering, written by James and Peter. It's this letter of Peter that has one of my favorite biblical texts, 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The context of 1 Peter is suffering. Peter's addressing believers going through trials. He instructs them to cast their cares on Jesus. How? In one word, it's prayer. Why? Because we know Jesus cares for us. So, why don't we do it? Put another way, why do people worry? Let's read the context. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning halfway through verse 5, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 5-7. There is a clear antithesis in this text between pride and humility. Humble people realize they're not smart enough, they're not strong enough. They know they need help, and they humbly ask the Lord for it. They cast their anxieties on him. Those who choose instead to trust in themselves are not humble. God does not promise to help them. In fact, it says he opposes them. Now, caution. It is not wrong to take precautions, to plan, or be concerned. In fact, we've heard it is wise to wash our hands properly and frequently, to avoid touching our eyes, our mouths, to maintain social distance. We hope this makes it less likely that we'll become ill with coronavirus. Will it work? We don't know. But there's one thing we do know, that the Lord cares for us. And if we humbly cast our anxieties on him, he promises to help us. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. This is Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, Part 4, a ministry of Trinity Bible Church of Greer, South Carolina.